This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome my colleague, Lorenzo Fiore, the executive director of the Ansaldo Foundation in Genoa. He lives in Milan. We have good news for those who have very carefully waited for Italy to revive, not only because of the vaccine after the pandemic damaged the economy badly, but also because it's springtime and Mario Draghi, the very famous central banker, is now the prime minister of Italy with plans to grow the Italian economy, to reawaken the Italian economy in new fashion. Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. First, the news of the reopening again after the Easter shutdown. The report is that the parks are filled, people go to the movie theaters, the restaurants are seeing exciting business. That's what the report is here. How is it there in Milan? Is Italy now celebrating springtime? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. I would say that Italy has really reopened from a sort of quasi-lockdown for more than 2 months. What I saw during the weekend in Milan, in my town, was really a demonstration of a turnaround. The weekend was split in 2 days. Saturday was very rainy, nobody around. Sunday was a beautiful day, springtime, clear blue sky, and lots of people all around, also because the local team of football won the National League. So a lot of people around celebrating. From one side, I was very happy to see, my town reawaking again after very sad days over the last month. On the other side, I was a bit concerned because so many people, we are still in the virus time. The numbers are good because Sunday data were from a number point of view pretty positive, particularly the number that passed away was finally below 200, 144 people going to intensive therapies are reducing. There is, let's say, a sort of balance in between new positive case and people that are now no longer positive. But in essence, the curve are reducing. So the people are enjoying restaurants outdoor because we cannot stay indoor. They are enjoying the sunshine in the table with their drinks. The museum are open. Of course, the number of visitors are reduced. You have to book. And also the theater and the cinema are also open again, of course, with the limitation in terms of availability of seats, and you must wear the mask all over the film session.
Italy has been described as ground zero for the crisis, for the pandemic. It now, however, has a new face, which is Mario Draghi, to describe Italy as a renaissance for all of the economies that have been damaged. As I understand it, in these last days, Mario Draghi has presented to the legislature and to the cabinet his plans for to grow the economy, and spectacular plans to grow output by as much as 3.5% in the next 5 years. He's talking about green jobs. He's talking about digitalization. He's talking about bringing the Italian economy up to be competitive with the rest of Europe. How is that received by the public? Do they think it's too ambitious, or are they supporting the prime minister?
No, the people are supporting the prime minister. We do believe that he is the right man at the right moment in the right place. And we put a lot of trust on him. I have to tell you that also the way he's using to present what he's doing on the vaccine side and the fight to the pandemic, and on the other side on the recovery plan and the restart of the Italian economy, I think he's his tone of voice, the way he's speaking, instill confidence into the people. So the people react with a lot of trust on him. Clearly, the recovery plan that he has put together with the support of all the ministers in his cabinet is pretty ambitious. We have to tell you, I have to tell you that its ambition is splitting, is articulated into six different pillars. One addressing digitalization, innovation, competitiveness, and also a cultural aspect, because, you know, we discussed in the past several times that the contribution to the GDP of tourism and whatever is around the beauties that we have, historical beauties and so on, is a larger percentage, 15%. Then we have a second pillar for the green revolution and the ecological transition. So try to reduce as much as possible and as quick as possible CO2 emission and move to solar, wind, and whatever is carbon free. Infrastructure for transportation, we need to complete the high-speed train that works pretty well, but mainly in the north and the central part of Italy, not in the south, which is the most depressed part of Italy. The north is doing pretty well, like Germany, Switzerland, France, and so on. Then we have another pillar for education and research and technology. Another pillar is for the social inclusion, and the very last one is for improving the health system. What is the challenge? The challenge is to invest these 250 billion, more or less, U.S. dollar, just to give you the figure in your currency, in a very short time schedule. And this is also the other challenge that Mr. Draghi and his cabinet have, to introduce a reform, that will speed up the bureaucracy, which will finally improve the justice system, whatever is necessary to do well and to spend this money in a time frame that is given by the EU and is not dictated by our way of doing that is too slow.
The European Union has advanced this large sum of money to Italy to make these changes. Does this continue to be supported by your neighbors, chiefly Germany and France? Are they on board for these transformations?
Absolutely. They are on board as well because they are receiving money as well. Clearly, the largest part of this money comes to Italy, but they are also getting a pretty important slice of this large fund. And of course, they are keen to have Italy improving and doing better compared to the historical trend that we show over the last 10, 20 years, because we are an important partner in the EU and we are an important source of a lot of industrial goods that are in the supply chain of other group for the delivery to final customer product. So we are an integrated system, and we need to harmonize the economy and the way we are growing. So this is an opportunity for Italy to improve, to do better, and to be more, let's say, efficient and let's say, at the same level of the growth of the other European countries. We need to let's say, do better. That's definitely, and this is good for us and good for all our European partners.
Lorenzo Fiore, the executive director of the Ansaldo Foundation, speaking of the reawakening of the Italian people and the Italian economy after the storm. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.